Testing 1, 2, 3. We are here at Canal Park in Akron. Jack Kramer, along with Bryant Billing, waiting for the resumption of the state tournament in baseball. Division 7 is going to happen, but not for another hour or so. Rain delay here at Canal Park. Tarp is still on the field. Rain showers going through Akron in the last hour. To the south, it's relatively clear. In fact, at Thurman Munson, the state tournament is in progress. It's drier to the south. Cleveland got an inch and a half of rain overnight early this morning. But here at Akron, it is drying out. We're not going to have baseball at noon, as the scoresbroadcast.com site says. We updated that a couple hours ago when we were told that estimated start time would be 12 noon, our pregame around 11:30, not going to take place. Keep abreast of the website. We'll have a pregame for you about 35 minutes before the first pitch. Tarp is on the diamond here at Canal Park presently. There's no way baseball will commence in Division 7 for at least an hour. Championship game, Minster against Newark Catholic. Both programs steeped in tradition, about 25 years of state Final Four appearances between the two schools. Newark Catholic, 18 of them. Minster won the state championship in 2017. Newark Catholic's last state title was the year before, 2016. Newark Catholic here as a result of a victory over Tiffin Calvert, 6-4 on Thursday. And Minster down Rushi 5-3 on Thursday. Bryant Billing alongside. Bryant, chip in with your weather prognosis. What do you think? A lot of water on the tarp. I don't know where all that water is going to go once the tarp comes off.
Yeah, I'm looking at the radar right now. It looks like there is still a threat for more. Akron is about right on the line of where storms are moving through, and according to the latest weather radar forecast, the radar projections here on weather.com, they're calling for us to get a little more rain this afternoon. Looks like it's not going to fully clear up here until between 2 and 3 o'clock.
That's on Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah. Saturday, hopefully.
Yeah, a lot of rain has passed in the last 24 hours to the north of Akron. Cleveland, Cuyahoga County got hit extremely hard, an inch to 2 inches of rain. We avoided that, thank goodness, or we probably would not be playing today at all here in Akron. Canton to the south, faring better. It's drier. Rain is moving pretty much west to east, west, southwest to east, northeast, and there's a big mass of showers covering the northern, what, maybe one-fifth, one-fourth of the state?
Yes.
And it's just hitting Akron, the southern edge of that storm pattern. It's just creasing Akron. So there is the threat. The tarp is staying on. There is a glimmer of sunshine right now, or am I using my imagination?
It's light, anyway. Let's say that. It is light through the clouds. It's not dark.
It's daytime.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
One thing I think this shows, though, is the importance of having these games at two different sites, and it makes it even better for having the second site, Thurman Munson, down in Canton with artificial turf. They still play all the softball games here at Firestone Stadium in Akron. They have not moved to two sites with the expansion there. If this was last week when the softball tournament was going on, I can only imagine how backed up that could have gotten, and that will be interesting if that ever happens any year with the softball tournament.
I've got one suggestion for the OHSAA. On Thursday, play four state semifinals, not just a pair of games in Division 7. Get a head start. Play four. We had great weather, so take advantage of it. Schedule four right up front on that first Thursday of the weekend. Two games were played, not four. Thus, with inclement weather now, it's gotten a little tight on scheduling here over the next few days through this weekend.
Absolutely. I agree with that 110%.
Yep.
I was really surprised when I found out there were only two games the first day.
Yeah, it was two. Yep. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing here at Canal Park in Akron. We will have baseball for you. Division 7 state championship. Two storied programs, each one highly successful in high school baseball. Minster and Newark Catholic. Minster coach, but Mike Wiss, 31 years, three state titles. He shoots for number four here today. Newark Catholic's head coach in his second year is Ron Graves, a former assistant to the longtime head coach, John Cannizzaro. He was the architect of the tremendous success that Newark Catholic has had on the diamond over the past three decades or so. Should be a good ball game. I expect some runs. Each team, Bryant, used the aces of their pitching staffs in the state semifinal on Thursday. So it's the second liners, so to speak, in the pitching department. Might be a number of runs scored in this game. Whichever club can get the most innings out of this state championship starting pitcher will probably be in pretty good shape, because at this point, neither team wants to go to its bullpen in the second inning. That would be darn near catastrophic. Two pitchers were used by Newark Catholic in the win over Tiffin Calvert. One threw 90 pitches, another threw almost 60. So they're burned up. They're done. They cannot pitch today in the state championship. Of course, Louis Magoteau, who was excellent for Minster in the 5-3 win over Rushi, cannot pitch either. He was outstanding, 12 strikeouts. Complete game, six-hitter.
Well, it's really interesting looking at the tournament results for both of these teams. You look at that state semifinals, excuse me, regional semifinal score against New Regal, 9-8, and of course, that was today's pitchers who were throwing in that one. They saved Magoteau for the regional final, a 3-0 victory. And then you look at both of Newark's games, easier, but they gave up some runs in the regional final to South Webster, 9-3, and South Webster overall on the year, not up to the level of Minster when it comes to hitting and strength of schedule. So that leads one to believe that there could be some runs in this game, and it will be interesting to see how both pitchers are going to be able to handle this.
Yeah, to get specific with regarding two pitching here for this Division 7 state championship, starting hurlers, Caleb Kaus, left-hander for Minster, 37 innings, 52 strikeouts. That's a good ratio. 2.08 ERA. Does have trouble occasionally with command. It can be a little wild. Must cut down the bases on balls in this state title game for sure. Small sample size for the sophomore pitcher for Newark Catholic. Just 15 innings on the year on the bump for Max Moore. He's given up 7 hits in 15 innings. Head coach Ron Graves wants to get 4 or 5 innings or even better out of him in this contest. Newark Catholic's pitching department, certainly thinner than Minster's, no question about it.
Absolutely.
Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing, Luke Groneberg, all here at Canal Park in Akron. And we see a little bit of sunshine breaking through clouds. It's better than it was an hour ago, much, much better than it was 4 or 5 hours ago. We will have baseball. Not going to happen at the scheduled, the rescheduled 12 o'clock start time. I would guess more likely closer to 1. There is a Division 5 game being played later on today, or I should say being finished. Graham was in action last night with its opponent, Lynchburg Clay. Graham led by a score of 2-0, second inning. That game was halted, suspended, on tap to be resumed at 4 today. That may now be more like 5 or later. And the Division 5 state championship, once scheduled for later today, is now tomorrow at 7.
And we finally got an update from the OHSAA. I'll read everyone the entire tweet. As of 11:35 a.m., rain is continuing in Akron. The Division 7 state championship game will not begin at noon. Timing updates will be posted when available. So we are in a holding pattern here in Akron.
We surmised all of that, and our words were taken by the OHSA and tweeted.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. Should have baseball eventually here this afternoon. Again, as I speak, the skies continue to lighten. The clouds are separating. Tarp is on the field. No rain falling at the moment. The tarpaulin here at Canal Park is covered with water. Where it goes when the tarp comes off, I don't know. I would think the warning track around the complex is where the water on the tarpaulin will wind up. And but again, the first base, second base, third base, home plate, pitching mound, entire infield covered like it happens at GABP when there's a rain every other day this spring.
Right. And it's, you know, it's the outfield that they're concerned about here, the Rubber Duck staff. They don't want right. that getting torn up. Still only June. They have a lot of baseball left to play in the minor leagues.
Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing, Luke Groneberg here at Canal Park in Akron. We are in a holding pattern. I think Bryant expressed it very well with those two words just a moment ago. Keep abreast of scoresbroadcast.com. We'll continue to loop for you Van Halen instrumental, Jump. And at some point, we will start our pregame sequence, probably not for another hour or so. But to keep abreast of the website, scoresbroadcast.com. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing, Luke Groneberg from Canal Park in Akron. again, everybody. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing, Luke Groneberg here at Canal Park in Akron. First pitch slated for 1:21 p.m. Minster and Newark Catholic Division 7 State Championship. First pitch at 1:21. We will commence our pregame at a quarter till 1. At 12:45, we will commence our pregame. First pitch at 1:21, and the tarp has been removed. And lo and behold, this complex is all ready for play ball, Bryant. Both teams are in the outfield working out long toss. Newark Catholic in left field, Minster in right. Minster's got the first base dugout, Newark Catholic alongside third.
Yes.
Green wave or the home team?
And it's really fun when you can see a ground crew work here. They have got this thing turned around in no time and spread some stuff down. What do they call that stuff they spread on the dirt, Jack? I can't remember. It has a specific name. But
I just call it diamond dry material.
Yep, yeah, yeah, right. Yep. And, yeah, it's looking great. Looking great and going to be a fun game. It will be interesting to see what the rest of the schedule here at Canal Park will be like today, because essentially everything's pushed back 3 hours from the original times. 10 a.m. this was supposed to start. Yep. Nearly 3.5 hours later, it will start at 1:21. But good news for us is we will soon, in about an hour, be playing ball in the Division 7 state final.
Yeah, this is one of those days we need need to move the clocks back.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, how this rescheduling hampers that Division 5 completion game between Graham and Lynchburg Clay. Who knows? That was reset for 4. I don't know what happens to that now, because there was going to be at least one game in between this Minster-Newark Catholic game and that Division 5 completion of last night's suspended game, and now that time's going to be really compressed. I don't know what the update is on the schedule for the rest of the day and for the rest of the weekend, for that matter, here at Canal Park. They have been playing at Thurman Munson for, I think, 2 to 3 hours to the south. Hardly any rain at all. Akron didn't get nearly what Cleveland got. It was drenched with 1.5 inches up in Cuyahoga County. Thankfully, that missed Akron, or we would not be playing at 1:21.
And I got a little taste of that staying in Streetsboro, which is only about 20 miles north of here, maybe even a little less than that. And it was raining significantly heavier than when I got down here to Akron and could see it fade on the drive. But, yeah, should be an interesting schedule. Don't envy the OHSAA for trying to fit everything in. But it should be a fun one between these two programs that have made deep runs and been in state. What did you say, Jack? A combined?
Well, about 25 years between them.
That's incredible.
Final 4 appearances, Newark Catholic, Minster. Minster 3 state championships, Newark Catholic 9. 18 appearances total for the Green Wave. And this is Mike Wiss's, a run here in 19 and 03. Lost to Minster in 2003. Or I should say, Minster lost to Newark Catholic in 2003. Wildcats won titles in 11, 12, and 17. Newark's got a pretty good batting average. 18 Final Four appearances and 9 state titles, as I noted.
And I just noticed here they are tied for the OHSA lead for most consecutive state championships. They won in 2002, 3, and 4, 3 straight years. That's very impressive.
We've got baseball first pitch at 1:21, according to the OHSAA. Our pregame starts at 12:45. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Let's play ball.
There's a hard ground ball to Munn, and it's second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over. The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lakenview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4. Lincolnview was down 3-2 entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lincolnview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly. executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Hayden Quinner had three hits, Braylon Cordonier had three hits, and Aiden Chappie had three hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance, his curveball kept Lincolnview off balance the entire game.
Scores Broadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonier, look out, he strokes one to deep right center, way back, it is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come two more Raiders, and Cordonier makes the wide turn at third, thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing, ScoresBroadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through eight, a dazzling four-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings. It's a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling four-hit shutout through eight, and the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game. Schmidtmeyer has been a bulldog on the mound for Minster all day. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on the batter Munter of Delta St. John's. Top of the seventh inning. Minster up a run. Schmidtmeyer in the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Got him.
Woo! ScoresBroadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball, bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for one, to Middendorf for two. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And finally, it's Division 7 Championship Baseball here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Getting underway with the first pitch. About 3 hours and 20 minutes later than expected because of rain delays here at Akron's Canal Park. It's Minster against Newark Catholic for the title in Division 7. Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing. An impressive performance by the grounds crew here at Canal Park, the home of the Akron Rubber Ducks. In less than an hour, Bryant, they got the tarp off, got the field ready. Wanted to make sure the radar was telling the truth.
Yes.
And that there was no rain coming. They've been playing at Thurman Munson and Canton for 2-3 hours. A little more rain to the north of Canton. Whole bunch of rain in Cleveland. We escaped it here in Akron. And we were playing ball. First pitch coming up at 1:21.
It's great to finally be getting going here. And, yes, fantastic job of this grounds crew. It's always fun to watch the professionals work. And I've done that several times at Great American, and then I knew it as Synergy Field. I know it was Riverfront Stadium to everybody else that had the naming rights when I was coming up. But saw that a lot over the years, and they have it down to an exact science.
Minster Wildcats are red hot. 9 straight wins without a setback. Minster now 25-6 on the year. They blanked opponents 8 times this season. Minster defeated Rushi on Thursday by a final tally of 5-3. The Wildcats' opponent, Newark Catholic, now 21-9. Newark Catholic was just 4-4 after 8 games. Green Wave have won 12 in a row. Newark Catholic has recorded 10 shutout victories on the year. Slight advantage, I think, in this game to Minster in terms of pitching. Both clubs will go deep into their staffs. Newark Catholic's remaining staff is thinner. Minster got a monster pitching performance from ace Louis Magoteau on Thursday in the state semi win over Rushi. Complete game, 6 hitter, dozen strikeouts. Behind Magoteau, Minster can throw James Niemeyer, last season's clear-cut number 2. Right-handers Andrew Wiss, Andrew Kettner are available. The starter is Caleb Kaus, left-hander, and he has been pretty good this season. ERA of just over 2 for Caleb, 37 innings, 57 strikeouts. He's on the bump for Minster. And it's Max Moore, a little-used sophomore on the hill for Newark Catholic. 15 innings, that's all he's thrown, given up 7 hits. The top 2 pitchers threw 90 innings and almost 60 in Newark Catholic's state semifinal victory over Tiffin Calvert 6-4. We've set the scene for you. High school baseball state championship action, Division 7 from Canal Park in Akron. It's upcoming. I'm Jack, along with Bryant, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Now, both of these high school programs, each one of these programs at Newark Catholic and Minster, are storied. Each is steeped with great tradition in high school baseball. Newark Catholic has notched 18 state Final Four appearances. The Green Wave have taken 9 state crowns. The last championship for Newark was in 2016. The legendary coach, John Cannizzaro, the architect for the school's baseball success, when he passed 17 months ago, Ron Graves, a baseball assistant who had been active coaching other sports, including football at Newark Catholic, was named the head man in baseball. Graves is in year number 2 in this capacity and has assembled an outstanding youthful team at Newark Catholic in 2025. Mike Wiss has a track record of 31 fine seasons coaching baseball at Minster, 550 triumphs on the baseball diamond. Wiss coached teams, won state championships in 2011, 12, and 17. Minster lost to Jeromesville Hillsdale, 1-0 in the 2019 state semifinal. Newark Catholic defeated Minster in the 2003 state title game. Coach Wiss is a member of the Ohio Baseball Coaches Hall of Fame. Advantage in terms of experience, Bryant, to Minster. Wildcats start 7 seniors. They are 7 seasoned hitters. They've been playing varsity baseball and have started for multiple years in the Minster program. Newark Catholic starts 6 sophomores. Big edge in that department to Minster for sure.
Absolutely, and this Minster group has been working towards this. They've faced some heartbreak in tournament play before. And this year, we're able to avoid it, especially in 2 close games, a district final against Delphi St. John's, which the Wildcats won 1-0, and then a 9-8 win over New Regal in a regional semifinal. They're hoping to complete the mission today. One thing that's always interesting when you have a young group like Newark Catholic at a level like this is you don't know if they know or not exactly how big the stage there is, how nervous they're supposed to be. I've seen that at times before where young kids show absolutely no signs, don't seem to really realize the stage that they're on and perform well. So it will be interesting, again, to see an experienced group against a young one. But again, this Minster squad, they're on a mission, and that was a very strong performance against a very experienced Rushi squad, especially with Braylon Cordonier on the mound this past Thursday in that semifinal, and their hitting was spectacular.
I will say this, Newark Catholic does have 6 seniors, as we noted. 30 games into their sophomore season. Did I say seniors or softs? I meant to say 6 sophomores. 30 yes. games into their 10th grade year, they're no longer true sophomores.
That's absolutely true, yes.
Minster garnered 3 hits from the bottom of its lineup on Thursday. That was a big plus. Boy, if you can turn over the lineup with men on base, oh, that is an advantage, no question about it. Minster got it done in that fashion against Rushi. Meanwhile, 3 softs clubbed crucial hits for Newark Catholic in the win over Tiffin Calvert 6-4 on Thursday. Each team playing its very best baseball of the year, no doubt about it. Newark Catholic has completed its infield work, so is Minster. We'll return with more in just a few minutes. Division 7 State Championship, Minster, Newark Catholic on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village.
Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack Kramer again with Bryant Billing at Canal Park in Akron. Minutes away from our first pitch, D7 State Championship, Minster and Newark Catholic. Both clubs play in stringent conferences. Minster in the MAC, the Midwest Athletic Conference. We could point out, Bryant, three state championships for Minster in the past in baseball. Didn't win the MAC in any one of those years. It is that challenging. And keep in mind, Newark Catholic, which has lost nine, plays in the Licking County League. That conference is very tough, too. In fact, Newark Licking County High School is in the D3 state championship game upcoming here at Canal Park in Akron. And Newark Catholic, a steady diet of opponents all year long in divisions above Newark Catholic's D7. So both teams play very difficult schedules, 15 losses between them. Each team has been made tougher for the tournament as a result. Let's take a quick look at our starting lineups for this game, Newark Catholic and Minster, and it should be a dynamite affair. A lot of runs could be scored. Neither team wants to go deep with its starting pitcher. Neither team wants to have to expend additional pitching in the first couple innings.
Right.
Newark Catholic especially needs mileage out of its starter, Max Moore, because Minster is deeper behind Caleb Kouse. Opening nine for Newark Catholic, the home team. Senior second baseman Mikey Hess leads it off. Alex Nagel, sophomore third baseman, bats second. Miller Hutchison, shortstop senior, hits third. Malone Hutchison, catcher, sophomore, bats fourth. First baseman junior Owen Perzemirski is hitting in the fifth spot. He's the ace pitcher on this team. Batting sixth is sophomore center fielder Hal Gillespie. Batting seventh, the pitcher Max Moore, a sophomore. Right fielder Chris Garber hits eighth. Batting ninth, Jackson Holman. He is the sophomore left fielder. The team led in hitting by leadoff batter Mikey Hess at 381. Miller Hutchison at 373. Miller had three hits in the win over Tiffin Calvert on Thursday. Perzemirski bats at 329 on the year. Holman in that ninth hole is at 368. For Minster, leadoff hitter, catcher Dylan Eitkamp. He is a senior. Batting second, Reese Baer. DH is today. He's a junior. Second baseman, senior Lewis Magato hits third. James Niemeyer, senior third baseman, fourth. Ian Holman, senior first baseman, fifth. Batting sixth, Rylan Edwards, senior left fielder. Then in the order, it is Chase Hemmelgarn, a right fielder, junior. He gets the start today. Andrew Wiss, a junior. He plays short. He could pitch in relief. Connor Schmiesing, senior center fielder, bats ninth. As I mentioned, the DH is Reese Baer, who hits for starting pitcher Caleb Kouse. Also in reserve, able to pitch, is junior Andrew Kettner. Starting lineups for both teams, Newark Catholic and Minster. First pitch just around the corner. Wildcats and Green Wave, D7 State Championship on scores, broadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, from storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. for these two teams here today. It's all about pitching. Newark Catholic wants to get mileage out of its starter. Green Wave thin in the bullpen. Minster not so much. Pitchers need to throw first pitch strikes and get ahead. Both teams potentially can score a lot of runs. This could be an 8-6 ball game. Who knows? Unlike previous tournament games here at Canal Park, which were pitching dominated. Key building components for Minster and Newark Catholic. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Francis Schulze, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Minster, for the second straight game here at the state Final Four, the visiting team, Bryant, an opportunity to jump on its opponent. It did so on Thursday, tallied 3 in the opening frame against Rushi. A walk to lead off that game by Dylan Eitkamp, and then Reese Bear right behind him clubbed a single, and Minster was off and running.
And one thing, again, that is always so important is limiting your mistakes in baseball. That is what it came back to. Bite Rushi. The thing to do to try to take advantage of those if you're the team not making mistakes is to put the ball in play. That's what Minster was able to do against Rushi. They came out swinging very aggressively in that game, and we'll see what they do here as we're about ready for first pitch.
Max Moore, sophomore right-hander, winds, fires way inside, about 18 inches off the plate to Dylan Eitkamp. 367 by way of average for Dylan, senior catcher. White pants, orange shirts with the white stripe for Minster. Ball two upstairs, 2-0. Again, very small sample size on the year for number 33, Max Moore. Just 15 innings pitched, 7 hits given up. He deals upstairs, fastball cut on and missed by Heitkamp. 2-1. Outfield straight away for Dylan. Third baseman for Newark Catholic, Alex Nagel, is in front of the bag. And that pitch is called a strike on the outside corner. Very demonstrative strike two motion by the plate umpire. 2-2, 2-2, and Heitkamp. Moore wheels and deals. Ball cracked on the ground right back up the middle. Speared by Moore, the pitcher. He runs it 3/4 of the way to first. Laterals to his first baseman, Owen Pierzemirski, for the out.
Very nice crowd for both of these squads here today. There are a number of Newark Catholic fans who are standing up under the second level. There has still been a slight drizzle that has continued through pregame. That has just about entirely let up now.
Here is Reese Bear stepping in for Minster. Reese knocked a couple of singles against Rushi on Thursday. He takes a strike from Max Moore. Outfield playing Bear to slightly pull. Curveball way wide. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Newark Catholic expended its top two pitchers. Better than 90 innings, better than 50 in the state semifinal win over Tiffin Calvert on Thursday. Here's a swing by Bear, and he clubs the ball into right center field, well over the second baseman's head. It's cut off in the gap by the right fielder. A well-struck single by Bear. That's how he began the game for Minster against Rushi 2 days ago. Here's Lewis Magato stepping in. Head coach Mike Wiss flashes signals at third. Bear aboard at first. These two teams so similar in numerous departments. Only 2 points in batting average separate the clubs. Minster 314 on the year, Newark Catholic at 312. As Magato looks at a two-seamer on the inside, black for a strike. Open stance for Lewis. Short lead at first for Bear. No score top of the first inning. And that pitch is above the hitter's head. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Stolen base department, Minster 62, Newark Catholic 61 on the year. Minster with twice as many sack bunts as Newark Catholic. There is a strike, a wide strike on the outside corner. A sweeping curveball by Moore caught the edge right on the corner, and it's a ball and two strikes on Lewis Magoteau. Lead at first for Bear with one down for Minster, top of the first. That's almost a wild pitch. Oh, a great save by the catcher, Malone Hutchison of Newark Catholic. As he went down to his knees, sprawling to backhand that ball in the left-hand batter's box. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Magoteau. Here is Moore with the high hold on the mound. Looks at first, comes plateward, and Magoteau sprays it foul into the netting above the Minster dugout to the right. Team ERAs, and not much difference. Minster 2.3 on the year, Newark Catholic 1.9. And as we noted several minutes ago, each team has played a demanding schedule. Open stance for Magoteau, who swings, lifts one out into short center field. Second baseman back, center fielder in. Second baseman caught it, tumbling over the body of the center fielder. A little mix-up, communication not made clearly, but the second baseman stuck with it for Newark Catholic. What a play by Mikey Hess.
That is incredible. I cannot believe that he was able to hold on to that after a collision like that, and he did a complete flip around. But he came up with it, came off the ground holding it in his right hand.
What a play by Hess, the second baseman for Newark Catholic Senior. Outstanding fielder, great defender. Boy, you saw his skills at work right there.
Yeah, I was hoping they would show it in the replay here at the stadium TV feed. They didn't, but man, that's worthy of ESPN Top 10.
Here is Bear off and running on the first pitch to James Niemeyer, and it is a strike called at the letters. Great jump by Bear. Poor throw down to second base by the catcher, Malone Hutchison, and you can bet Minster will take note of that.
Yes.
Bear slides in easily with a steal. He's in scoring position. Two down here in the first. Niemeyer at the plate. The base knock will score a run. Newark Catholic, though, doesn't play him deeply at all. Niemeyer takes it outside off the corner of the plate. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Man calling balls and strikes so far, Bryant, has shown a propensity to give a lot of latitude on the edges. There's a fastball upstairs in the mid of the catcher and out. Goes behind him, past ball. Bear scoots to third. So a steal of second by Reese Bear. Then a passed ball. Niemeyer's at two balls and a strike, 2-1. Open stance at the plate for James. 296 on the year. Pitch of the plate, low and away. It's called a ball, 3-1. First base open. On deck, Ian Holman, who knocked in Minster's first run on Thursday with a line shot single to the outfield. Max Moore down in the count, 3-1. Newark Catholic pitcher looks at third. Comes home to Niemeyer. Yipper, it's waist high. Outside corner, two-seamer, and it's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Let's see if Moore throws him a breaking ball on 3-2. Or if he comes up and in with the fastball. Catcher sets a low outside target. The delivery is right there on the money. Spot on. Outside corner. Strike three looking. Niemeyer's out. So is Minster. Top of the first. No score on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in
Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Well, thank you so much. Shelby County Veteran Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, providing many services to vets and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, to name several. Caleb Kaus on the bump for the Minster Wildcats opens up with a strike called to the leadoff hitter Mikey Hess of Newark Catholic, who was responsible for a terrific play in the top of the first inning. A somersaulting, rolling to the ground catch of a short pop behind second, center fielder's ball, but Hess was darned and determined to make the catch, and he did. A ball, two strikes, one and two on Hess. Kaus throws a bender, and it's chopped. One big bounce to Magato at second for Minster. He snags it, flips on to Holman, got him, one away for Newark Catholic in the top of the first inning. Play goes from 4-3. Shelby County Veteran Services in Sydney at 133 South Ohio, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit our website. It's shelbycountyveterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Nice curveball by Kaus. He starts off Alex Nagel with a strike. Then a fastball, knee high, strike two. Kaus is sharp here at the start. Hess was hitting 381. Nagel now in the box, 286 on the year. The sophomore looks at a curveball around the outside corner. Plate umpire did not give that one to the pitcher. Two strikes, a ball. There's a big curve by Kaus, swinging over the top is Nagel. Strike three. Good bite, fine snap on that breaking pitch, Brian.
That was, and that was a slower one at 72 miles per hour. As you said, that was an excellent string of pitches there. And Minster trying for a 1-2-3 inning here.
Here is the tall, lanky, 6'3" Miller Hutchison, senior, 373 by way of batting average on the year for Newark Catholic. And he looks a pitch over for a strike at the knees from Kaus, and then takes one in under the hands. It gets away from the catcher for Minster, Heitkamp. And let's see what's been ruled. The plate umpire is asked by Heitkamp, the catcher, to appeal to first. And apparently the batter brought the bat across home plate in trying to get away from that pitch inside, and then Hutchison strikes out on the next pitch. Wow, what an inning. Great start to this game for left-hander senior Caleb Kaus on the bump for Minster. Three up, three down for Newark Catholic. We go to the second, no score. Division 7 State Championship Baseball on scorersbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
We return to action here at Canal Park. Ian Holman in the box for Minster. He looked at a generous strike on the inside corner, and he just took ball two off the plate outside. Max Moore, sophomore hurler for Newark Catholic, zips a pitch in there high at the chin of the hitter Holman, who's ahead in the count, 3-1. No score, top of the second. And that pitch by Moore is through the left-hand batter's box, and Holman's aboard. Minster with base runners in each of the first two innings. Ryland Edwards hits, 333 on the year, senior left fielder. Holman was batting at 316 on the campaign. We've got some gray clouds overhead, wind blowing in from left center. That radar looks clear. Don't see any sunshine. Don't expect we will. Rain, though, well to the north, the heavy stuff. It did spritz during that first inning of action, but the moisture has subsided. Initial pitch to Edwards is a ball upstairs. Second pitch missed again above the letters, 2-0. And Max Moore, the little-used sophomore right-hander for Newark Catholic, is having some command difficulties in the top of the second inning. The pitch to Edwards, outside black, a strike. Moore needed that one. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Holman, not a big threat to steal. Throw to first base by the pitcher Moore. 400 feet to the nook in center left center here at Canal Park. 375 and 380 to the power alleys. 330 down the lines. It's off the inside corner, a fastball, and the count is extended to 3-1. Three balls, a strike, 3-1 on Edwards. No one out, Minster, top of the second, nothing game. Holman aboard after a walk at first. Here is Moore pitching. It is low and away, about a foot off the ground, ball four, and Max Moore is in trouble. He faces Jace Hemmelgarn for Minster, two on, no one out, top of the second inning. And we've got conferences everywhere now as Coach Graves for Newark Catholic makes a trot to the mound, and we'll return with more from Canal Park in a moment. No score, top of the second, Minster threatening on scorersbroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
And so much gratitude to Osgood Bank, now in Rushi with a location, as well as Chickasaw, Osgood, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Two on, nobody out for Minster. Top of the second frame. Here is Hemelgarn batting from the left side. Closed stance. First pitch is a strike on the outside corner at the belt. Moore looks back at second. Comes plate where to Bender is on the outside edge. A backdoor curveball. Boy, Bryant, that was special.
That was. And this has been a great quick bounce back coming out of that meeting on the mound. Two strikes.
Here is the 0-2 delivery by Moore to Hemelgarn. It's a changeup grounded to first off the fist. First baseman rifles a throw to second. It goes into left field. A run scores for Minster. No outs recorded on the play. First baseman had a chance to take a step and tag the bag at first to get one for certain.
That's basic stuff, Jack. You never try to get extra. You always go for the sure out.
Oh, those free 90s. You give up 90 feet free of charge without getting an out. Errors, walks, they will hurt you in high school baseball. The two teams that lost this past Thursday in D7 in state semifinals committed four errors apiece.
Minster will take it, though.
Yep. That's an E3 on the throwing error. And here's a sack bunt. And it's a great one by Minster, rolling 50 feet, 60 feet, fair territory down the line at third. And the play is finally made by the third baseman, and Minster has loaded the bases. A terrific bunt single by the Wildcats. And Minster now has the end of the order. Connor Schmiesing up, Andrew Wiss with a well-executed bunt here in the damp grass at Canal Park. That ball didn't roll very fast, and Newark Catholic, Brian, acted as if the Green Wave was not expecting a sack bunt.
Yeah, I don't understand there.
Two on, or I should say three on, bases full, a run in for Minster, and here's a high strike on the inside corner to Connor Schmiesing. A run home. Minster a chance to blow this thing open early in the top of the second. Runners at first, second, and third. 1-0 Minster. Moores, one strike pitch to Schmiesing. It is strike two on the outside corner. Generous strike, quite benevolent by the plate umpire. He's got a comfortable zone, to say the least.
He does. It's a real contrast to 2022 when we were here for that state final again between Rushi and Lincoln View.
Up and in above the lid of the helmet to Schmiesing, and the catcher for Newark Catholic, Malone Hutchison, trots to the mound, takes a time to visit with his pitcher, Max Moore. The count is a ball and two strikes. 1-2 on Schmiesing. Bases full for Minster. A run in the top of the second.
And if you remember, Jack, that final 3 years ago, that umpire had a very tight strike zone, and that really frustrated Lincoln View's Landon Price.
Sure did. That strike zone was minuscule. It was a small shoebox. Here's the pitch to Schmiesing. Oh, he skies it in the air alongside the third baseline. Third baseman coming in, fair ground, catches it for the out. Alex Nagel hauled it in. No sunlight to deal with. Just a cloudy sky overhead. It's overcast. So a pop-up by Schmiesing with the bases full. Back to the top of the order, Dylan Eichkamp to be followed by Reese Baer. Minster scored one. Wildcats don't want to leave them loaded. One away. Moore into the stretch. Looks at third, then first. It is a strike. Bear looked at it up around the letters. No balls to strike, or I should say Heitkamp is hitting. Bear on deck. Nothing in one. That was a high strike. Heitkamp didn't appear to like the call. Second pitch is in the dirt, low and away. A ball, a strike, one and one. Bases full for Minster. A run in. Wildcats one. Newark Catholic nothing. Top of the second. Max Moore, pitcher for Newark Catholic, was on the hill for 15 innings in the regular season. That was it. Newark Catholic's pitching staff stretched thin as a result of the number one and two men working overtime in the win on Thursday over Tiffin Calvert. There's a fastball way off the plate. 2-1 on Heitkamp. Got a hitter's pitch coming up now. Bases full for Minster. They're in at the corners for Newark Catholic. Outfield is deep into the left for Heitkamp. Here's the 2-1 offering. Swing and a miss. Oh, that was a fine breaking ball. Speed taken off the pitch, but more. And Heitkamp swung over it. Counts even up 2-2. Moore, the pitcher for Newark Catholic, needs a strikeout here in the worst way. Feet wide apart for Heitkamp. High hold by Moore. Slow curveball way upstairs. And we're full up at 3-2. No place to put Heitkamp. Just one down in the inning. Runners will not be going. Would be if there were two gone. Heitkamp's left foot is way up on the front line of the right-hand batter's box. Timeout called. Shortstop deep at double play depth. Second baseman is as well. Third baseman in a step or two. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Heitkamp. Fouled out of play to the right. It's still full up at 3-2. This could be an early game turning point, Brian.
Yes. Well, it's a huge opportunity here for Minster. And as you said, they could blow it open.
Third baseman, a step or two in front of the bag. Big hole, left side of the diamond. That 5-6 gap is huge. And he walked him. Heitkamp stared at the pitch above the shoulders. It was not close. Umpire signals, take your base. Minster leads it 2-0. Three walks in the inning. And we talked about the importance of pitching in the pregame, the fact that Minster had the advantage. And it is coming true loudly here at the start of this game. Minster up 2-0. Threat continues. Bases full, one out. Curveball in the dirt to Reese Bear. 1-0 on him. Reese singled in the first inning. Stole second base, got to third, was left stranded. Reese now with three hits already in the state tournament, two on Thursday, one today. Outfield shades, the left-hand batter to the right. Pitch by Max Moore to Bear. It is grounded to the first baseman. He wanted to go home. He juggled. The ball hit the ground. Late delivery to the second baseman covering. Safe at first. Bear beat it. Another run for Minster. Base is still full.
Well, I do know Hess there was just late getting back to the bag. He was standing there watching, and I see it on the replay here, too. So that's another miscue for Newark Catholic that proves costly for them. But Minster absolutely rolling, and again, Jack, besides the fact that they've gotten the three walks, they've known not when to swing. They have been aggressive in this game so far at putting the ball in play. That's two times there this inning they've put it in play, and Newark Catholic has made either an error or a miscue. And Wildcats are rolling here at 3-0 and thinking about getting a lot more before this inning is over.
And I'm not sure how you'd officially score that last play, error of omission, late coverage at first. First baseman appeared to make the play fairly cleanly. A good toss to somebody on the bag there in time, and it's an out. Scoreboard shows the one error from the previous miscue, but it's a 3-0 lead for Minster, top of the second, and second baseman Mikey Hess young man whom we thought we might see, now pitches for Newark Catholic. 3-0 Wildcats. We'll return with more from Canal Park in Akron in just a couple of minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Louis Magoteau hits for Minster, bases loaded, 3 runs in for the Wildcats. The first pitch to Magoteau is a strike at the knees. Second pitch is powered foul over the screen to the right. And it's no balls, 2 strikes, nothing and 2 on Louis. 1 out, Minster, 3 runs in, bases full. Top of the second inning, Wildcats lead it. Newark Catholic with mistakes already in this game, and they have been costly. Pitch to Magoteau. It's a strike 3 called on the outside corner, about thigh high. Umpire rings him up. Looked like a good pitch from here. We've got a great perch right above home plate, directly behind it. Bryant, you've got a better angle than I do. I'm looking over the umpire's left shoulder. You're looking right over the top of his headgear.
Yes.
2 out for Minster. Here is Mikey Hess on the bump in relief of the starter Moore, missing low and away to the next hitter, James Niemeyer for Minster.
Well, Newark Catholic will take that, but still, Minster's already done some big damage here and still has the opportunity for more.
Here's the pitch to Niemeyer. It is a strike at the knees, center cut. Counts a ball and a strike, 1-1. Hess with a 2.22 ERA on the year, 28 innings pitched, allowed 30 hits. He's in the stretch against Niemeyer. 1-1 delivery is rifled hard off the body of the first baseman, Piers Amirsky, and it ricochets to the second baseman. Late throw to the pitcher covering, and it goes off the pitcher's body, rolls down the right field line, and Minster scores what, Bryant? 2 more runs?
Correct.
5-0 Minster, as the Newark Catholic Green Wave have come totally unglued here in the second frame.
Now, Perzer, you're going to help me with his pronunciation, Jack.
Piers Amirsky, the first baseman.
Thank you. He got clobbered by that.
Ball was it was hit hard, and I don't know that you can contribute an error anywhere on that play.
And they did not, yes, but... It's just a situation there where that came at him and he missed making a catch on a hard line drive. Instead, took it off of his chest and he laid on the ground through the duration of that play. He's up now, got up slow, but he is back on first base.
Second baseman got the carom and threw it hard to first. First baseman didn't receive it. It rolled away from him, but it was going to be a base hit. Niemeyer had it beaten by then. Give him a single, but Newark Catholic is simply not throwing the ball and playing heads-up baseball. They're miscue after miscue.
And again, Minster putting it in play, being aggressive at the play. They have been so impressive at this state tournament from behind. They know when not to swing and when to swing, and that is just another example of the experience of this senior-laden group.
A 5-run inning for Minster. Errors of commission and omission for Newark Catholic. the count. No balls, a strike on the next hitter for the Wildcats, who is Ian Holman, who slaps a ground ball to the shortstop for Newark Catholic. And he does make this play smoothly. It's Miller Hutchison lateraling off to the second baseman for the force, and the inning is over. Minster racks up 5 in the frame. We go to the bottom of the second. 5-0 Wildcats on scorersbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Well, when the pitcher helped you with 3 walks, and that's what Newark Catholic did, all Minster needs is a couple of hits and a few defensive boo-boos, and it's a 5-run frame. Newark Catholic has spotted Minster 5. It's 5-0. Newark Catholic batting here in the bottom of the second inning. And the first hitter for Newark Catholic leadoff man, Malone Hutchison, looks at ball 3 upstairs. And Kaus can't find the strike zone on the next pitch. He walks him. First base runner for Newark Catholic in the game. And here's Owen Perzemerski, the junior first baseman, .329 by way of batting average on the year. Conversation to the left of home plate.
I've got a
pinch runner for Newark Catholic. Minster with 5. Now, the Wildcats have hit the ball hard. Don't get me wrong. Minster has tagged the ball with 1, 2, 3 hits in the first 2 innings of this game. 4 hits, my mistake. Reese Baer with a couple. And James Niemeyer hit the ball hard to help get those last 2 across on the right side of the diamond. Newark Catholic just could not convert. Runner at first for Newark Catholic. A ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Pierzemerski, who takes a strike on the outside corner. Caleb Kaus, good left-hander. Somewhat diminutive on the mound. Not a big young man, but boy, his pitches move. They have action on them. There's a curveball sprayed to the screen off to the right, and it's 1-2 on Pierzemerski, first baseman for Newark Catholic. Wide open stance. Kaus pitches. It's on the ground, and it's 2-2. Yep, Newark Catholic needs to peck away, get a run here or there to make this interesting by mid-game. But 5 runs in the hole in a state championship, tough to overcome. Up and away to Pierzemerski. Ball 3, strike 2. 3-2. No one out, Newark Catholic. Bottom of the second. 5-0 lead, Minster. Pitch to the plate, Bacaus. Hit hard to the second baseman, Magento. He wheels and deals to shortstop, who tags second. Late throw to first off the bag. But Minster gets the lead man at first. Wildcats claiming there was interference by the runner advancing from first to second. forcing the shortstop for Minster, Wiss, coming across the bag to avert the runner and throw it wide to first base. And he may have a point. One out recorded at first on the play. Excuse me, that's what the scoreboard shows. One down, and I don't think the officials will call a second out for interference. But it's a good appeal to make, worth a chance. 5-0 lead Minster. Runner safe at first on the fielder's choice. Play went from 4-6. Andrew Wiss came across the bag at second, steered a throw to first. Had it been on the money, it would have been in time, I think, for two. Here's Hal Gillespie batting, center fielder for Newark Catholic, and he shoots a line drive into right field over the top of Holman, the first baseman. First and third for Newark Catholic. Relay comes back to the middle of the diamond, and the Green Wave are in business. Base hit Gillespie. Here's Max Moore, who started the game on the bump pitching for Newark Catholic. Runners on the corners for the Green Wave, who want to start pecking away. Minster in front, 5-0. A big 5-run second inning. There was an error attributed to Newark Catholic in that frame. A couple errors of omission as well. And I'm not sure, Bryant, what runs were called earned and unearned in that second inning for Minster.
That is a good question. I'll check on that.
The error occurred after two walks at the start of the frame. Here's a drag bunt up the first baseline, foul. Moore looked at the first pitch, strike.
So
bunts the second one to the right of home.
Two of the five runs were earned. Both were credited to Moore.
So just two earned runs in the inning, and that's it. First and third, one out for Newark Catholic. Oh, there's a big hook, a bender by Kaus, and he strikes him out. Nasty pitch, filthy. Strike three for Max Moore. He fans, didn't have a chance at curveball, but Kaus had him way off balance.
Yes.
Chris Garber, sophomore right fielder, 286 hitter on the year, steps in. Straightaway stance at the plate. Bat cocked above the right shoulder. Kaus misses a backdoor breaking ball. Tried to snap it in over the outside corner to the right-hand batter. Did the lefty Kaus, but he was off the edge of the plate. That one's further outside, 2-0. Newark Catholic with two on and two out here in the bottom of the second. First and third occupied. Minster leading 5-0. Here's the pitch to Garber. It is at the knees, right through the middle of the plate. A strike. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Kaus tries to come all the way back on Garber. Kaus working quickly. Here he comes. That one's above the letters. About chin high, ball three, strike one, 3-1. On deck, Jackson Holman, sophomore left fielder, 368 hitter. Kaus's 3-1 offering is way wide. He lost him. Ball four. Well, Newark Catholic's got to have a hit here, Bryant.
Oh, yes. This is an opportunity they absolutely cannot waste. You know, you hate to say this early in the game, but it's a must that you score some runs to get back in it. But five is such a huge gap.
Yep. You got to peck away, a run here, a couple there. And this is the opportunity that Newark Catholic wanted after going down an order in the bottom of the first inning. Loaded for the Green Wave. They're full up. Runners at first, second, and third for Jackson Holman. Ron Graves, head coach, Newark Catholic, comes down from his third base location, talks with his hitter, Holman. He's been up at 380, 390 at times during the year. Fine batting average for a nine-hole hitter. Here's Kaus's curve. It is floating in and over the outside corner. Excellent pitch. Backdoor breaking ball. Nothing and one in Holman. Kaus again. That one's in the dirt. Nice trap job behind the plate by Heitkamp of Minster. The ball a strike, 1-1 on Holman. 5-0 Minster in the lead. Bases full. Pitch by Kaus. Knees outside corner. Yes. Ruled strike two. The ball and two strikes, 1-2. Holman's got to take the bat off the shoulder if it's close. Here's Kaus's 1-2 pitch. It's a two-seamer, low outside edge. That is where it was spotted, and it spoiled foul into the Minster dugout alongside first. Still 1-2. Newark Catholic down 5. Bases full for the Green Wave. Two away, bottom of the second. Kaus's 1-2 pitch to Holman. Oh, it's a big hook. It froze him. His knees buckled. He looked at it for strike three. One heck of a pitch by Caleb Kaus of Minster. We played two at Canal Park, Division 7, State Championship. Minster up 5. 5-0 on Newark Catholic on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Well, with Minster leading 5-0 in the top of the third, I'd like to remind you about Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. We've got specials in the deli every day. They are shown on our website. And on Fridays, we do cookouts from 11 to 1. Hamburgers, hot dogs, steakhouse burgers, pizza burgers. All the burgers from Winner's Meats. The cookout special at Schaefer Market, 11 to 1 on Fridays, is a sandwich, chips, fountain pop, or a can of soda for $7. The kids' meal is a hot dog, chips, fountain drink, or a can of soda for $3. If you want to go a la carte at $6, an additional sandwich is $4. And don't forget the gallon give back program at the gas pumps at Schaefer Market. This month, money is donated to Rushi FFA. That's the Gallon of Gas Giveback Program at the gas pumps at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. And we've added some new chips and homemade salsa at the Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. First batter for Minster. Sky has a pop-up alongside the first baseline. And it is snared. That was Ian Holman who popped to Piers Amirsky, who catches for one out for Minster here in the top of the third. Holman down on the pop to first. Here's Rylan Edwards stepping in. Or I should say that was Edwards batting. It was Holman who made the last out in the second. I'll get it straight. Edwards on the pop to first. Here is Hemelgarn, who rolls the foul off to the right and then takes a strike on the knees on the inside edge. Hess looking sharper than Max Moore, who began the game on the bump for Newark Catholic. Wind up by Hess, and the ball is lifted along the left field line, curling into foul territory beyond the tarpaulin. Long run, shortstop, Newark Catholic can't get it. Count, no balls, two strikes, nothing and two on Hemelgarn. 5-0 lead, commanding advantage for Minster, top of the third inning, state championship D7 baseball. Close stance for the Minster hitter, Hemelgarn, who watches that one go by off the plate. The ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Jace. Outfield pulling to the right for him. That almost caught him on the hip inside. Ball two, strike two. 2-2 on Himmelgarn of Minster. He was safe on an error by the first baseman, first at bat. Ball scalded to left center field. Left fielder for Newark off and running, and he's got it on the dead run. Good play by the Green Wave. Jackson Holman picked it off. Himmelgarn put a charge into it, but it was snared by the left fielder of Newark. And here is Andrew Wist stepping in. He laid down a great sacrifice back in the second inning for the Wildcats when they scored five. Three of them were unearned. Wist fouls out of play to the left. Minster has hit the ball pretty hard when the Wildcats have made contact. Newark Catholic has not made plays on a few well-struck balls. Low and in to Wist. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Officially on the scoreboard, 5 runs, 4 hits, no errors, Minster. And now the board has attributed 2 errors to Newark Catholic. No runs, a hit, 2 miscues for Newark. 2 errors for Newark Catholic. Tiffin Calvert committed 4 in losing to Newark on Thursday. Rushi committed 4 in losing to Minster on Thursday. Ball 3, strike 1, 3-1 on Wist. 2 down for Minster, top of the third. Wildcats lead it 5-0. There's a ball spanked on the ground to the right of the pitcher. Second baseman hustles in, gobbles it up for Newark Catholic, and gets the out at first base. We go to the bottom of the third. It is 5-0 Minster. As we tell you all about Production Support, Inc. in Rushi, we produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards both. We are called Production Support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products, and we offer assembly and warehousing as well. Production Support in Rushi, always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com, productionsupportinc.com. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. Underwriting sponsor, Fox Supply in Minster, a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in very large volumes, and we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and our schools' athletic programs, which have been highlighted by ScoresBroadcast.com for 20 years now. And through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, here in Minster for nearly 50 years, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, to work, receive an education, and raise families. Newark Catholic Green Wave fans getting into it. 5-0 Minster, bottom of the third. And when you're down 5, Bryant, third inning is getting late already.
Yes, it is. And again, that was an opportunity they had there in the second to try to get into this, back into this then. They were unable to get across anybody, left them loaded. And, the pressure's on now.
We are back to the top of the order. Mikey Hess steps in, takes a pitch low, 1-1. He's ahead of the count, 2-0. And then Kaust misses with a four-seam fastball up and away, and it's 3-0.
And you have to really credit Kaust in that inning. He walked Garber to load it, but came back with a masterful amount of pitches against Holman to strike him out.
Yep,
that was a great at-bat there, what he was able to put together to strike him out.
His curveball was really working in that frame. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Oh, there's a hard line drive. Terrific play by Niemeyer at third. He snatched it in the webbing, lunged off to his left. The ball was bulleted off the bat of the hitter, Mikey Hess of Newark Catholic, but Niemeyer makes a fine play. Boy, in a number of games that Minster's played that we've covered over the last 2 years, Niemeyer has turned in web gem after web gem after web gem on the left side of that diamond. And Newark Catholic needed that base hit to start the inning, didn't get it, as Niemeyer robs the hitter, Mikey Hess.
Yeah, that is an example of experience and training there. That was just a reflex catch.
Here's a great curveball to Alex Nagel. It catches the outside edge. Backdoor curve. Snapped in and over. A ball and two strikes. One and two and Nagel. Now it's two and two. As Kaus misses with a pitch into the left-hand batter's box. Two balls, two strikes, two and two. That one's out there again off the plate, very wide. And it's three and two on Nagel. Nagel struck out in the first. In fact, Kaus in this game has recorded three punch-outs. Here is, or I should say four, actually. There's a high pitch outside off the plate. Ball four to Nagel. Kaus walked a couple in that second inning when Newark Catholic loaded the bases, as Bryant pointed out, didn't score. As Holman finished the inning with an out with the bases clogged. Here is Miller Hutchison, tall, rangy right-hand batter. Right back foot on the rear stripe of the batter's box. Kaus with a toss to first. Runner Nagel is back. We're in the bottom of the third inning. It is 5-0 Minster in the lead. Three unearned tallies for Minster in the second. Here's Kaus throwing. That is a two-seamer. Yes, outside corner at the belt. Hutchison did not like the call. The batter left the box, steps back in. Nothing in one on Hutchison. Kaus throws up and away, a ball, a strike, one and one. Newark Catholic, a runner at board, a runner on board. Fourth man to reach for the Green Wave in this game, fourth over two innings. There's a ball lined off the bat of Hutchison. It is a clean single right back up through the box. Runner on first. Scurries around second. It is Nagel digging hard for third. Hutchison is single to center field. Miller Hutchison on at first. Nagel at third. Here comes Malone Hutchison. Brother of Miller, 307 hitting sophomore. Again, Newark Catholic tries to strike back. Missed an opportunity in the second. Another golden chance here in the third. Minster leading 5-0. Kaus has now given up two hits in this game by the Green Wave. Let's see if the runner on first is going. He is. And Heitkamp throws the ball down to second base. And it's a great one-hop scoop-up by Wiss in front of the bag. And the tag is right on the shoe of Hutchison. What a throw by Heitkamp. What a reception by Wiss. Fine tag by him. Wow. And they get Hutchison. He was off and running. He maybe didn't think that Minster would be too serious about trying to keep him close at first. And he could run and make it easily. Didn't happen, as Minster executed well, Bryant. That was extraordinarily good.
Yeah, and again, you've got to take what you can get here. That's too risky in that situation. You have one runner 90 feet away with one out. Yep. That's what you got to focus on. You got to chip away at it.
That was a bad decision. That run at first base, not that significant. You can't afford an unnecessary out. You've given one away right there.
Yep.
Three balls, one strike, 3-1 on the new hitter for Newark Catholic. It is Malone Hutchison, who has gone full with a couple of straight foul backs. 3-2. Kaus trying to rebound against Miller Hutchison. Big mistake by Newark Catholic. There's a ball hit sharply to second, right at Magoteau for Minster. He's there in time. Flips the ball off to Holman at first base. Routine play, easy out, inning over. Well, Newark Catholic had 5 men aboard in two frames, came up empty That was a foolish play, trying to steal down to five. We go to the fourth. 5-0 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
The foolish attempt to steal second by Newark Catholic in the third inning cost the Green Wave dearly. They came up empty for the second straight frame, put 5 men aboard, spanning 2 innings, did not score. And now Minster bats up 5-0 here in the top of the fourth in the D7 state championship. Mikey Hess is going to work on the hitter, Connor Schmiesing, and he throws a second fastball right past him. And then the third one is a blazer on the outside corner at the waist for strike three. Well, the pitcher Hess on the bump for Newark Catholic, executing pitches far better than the starter for this game, Moore. No question about it. There's a knee-high strike right down the middle to Dylan Eichamp, but the damage has been done. Newark Catholic is in a 5-0 hole, giving up 3 unearned runs. Heitkamp with a high foul fly out of play beyond the Minster dugout to the right. No balls, 2 strikes, nothing in 2 on Heitkamp, who's bounced back to the mound and walked.
Minster did not commit an error in that semifinal victory against Arushi on Thursday, have yet to do so here today. It's going to be very hard for the Green Wave to try to get back in this. And meanwhile, Minster still being able to make contact here, as you noted.
Here is the 1-ball, 2-strike pitch to Dylan Eichamp, and it's behind him, and the count goes to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on the batter, Heitkamp, who sends a foul down the right field line out of play. It's still 2-2. Yep, Newark Catholic has aided Minster with sloppy defense. Wildcats have hit the ball hard. They've gotten good clutch pitching from Kaus. Strike three called at the letters on the outside corner, and the hitter is rung up. Now stepping in for the Wildcats is the DH, Reese Bear, as Heitkamp is fanned. Bear with 2 hits. He's got 4 hits here in the state tournament. If there's a batting MVP in Division 7, it's Bear, who rifles a shot back up the middle through the pitcher's legs into center. The 5th hit for Reese Bear here in the state Final Four. He is on fire, Brian.
He absolutely is. I think we've got a good lead on our Clancy star of the game from Minster.
Yep.
Just an absolute shot right there back up the middle.
It was
hard
really,
grounder.
It was stung. A tattooed base hit through the middle of the diamond by Bear. And here is Lewis Magato, a pop to second and a strikeout. We're in the top of the fourth. Minster a commanding 5-0 lead. Newark Catholic has helped the Wildcats who have also pitched and hit well. Here's the ball lined off the bat of Magoteau over the second baseman's head into right center field. Center fielder in the gap cuts it off. A long single for Magoteau, and Bear darts around second, dashes into third. They're on the corners for Minster with one down here in the fourth. James Niemeyer hitting. James drilled the ball off the body of the first baseman in his previous at-bat, who covered it up quickly. But that play went awry when the second baseman didn't cover the bag. I think two runs scored eventually on that play as it caromed away from the first base area.
That is correct.
Two down for Minster here in the inning. Niemeyer looks at a pitch, and it's called a strike. Upper part of the zone on the outside. Here is Mikey Hess stretching, high hold, looks at his runners, comes plateward to Niemeyer, breaking ball. It's there, right on the money, outside corner at the belt, strike two. Nothing in two on Niemeyer for Minster. Double-checking my own scorecard here, Bryant. Scoreboard reads two outs. That is correct?
Yes, we've had two strikeouts in this inning.
Way outside through the left-hand batter's box. Fine backhand play by Malone Hutchison, the Newark Catholic catcher. Here is the 1-2 pitch to Niemeyer. An additional run at third. There's a change, lofted, late swing, Niemeyer, deep right field. Right fielder hustling back in the corner toward the foul line. 300 feet from home plate, it's caught. Chris Garber snagged it. Fine gallop, but Garber, he went off and running. Niemeyer made a bid for a bases-clearing double or triple. Inning over. We go to the bottom of the fourth, 5-0 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bodkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Here is Owen Pierzemierski in the box hitting for Newark Catholic, and he spanks a ground ball back up the middle. Oh, what a great play by Magoteau behind the bag. And from the ground, throws to first to Holman. Got him by a step. What a play by Magoteau of Minster. That was splendid. Minster doing everything right, playing excellent defense. Here's a long drive off the bat of the next hitter. It is pounded to center by Gillespie. Off and running, Schmiesing. He's back near the track, still going. Got it over his shoulder. What a play. Minster executing defensively in a special way here in this state championship game. Magoteau and Schmiesing turn in gems back-to-back for Minster. Wow, two beauties by the Minster defense. Strike one call to the new hitter, It is Max Moore batting now for the Green Wave. Bottom of the fourth, high curveball, but Cows, high curveball, strike one and one. Appears Amirsky and Gillespie struck the ball well. The last two hitters for Newark Catholic, they tattooed the baseball really hard. Minster just made better plays.
Yeah, Piers Amirsky dove into first base. Not often you see that on a hard grounder, but he still couldn't beat it.
Nope, he was nipped, right call with the first base ump. And then Schmiesing's long gallop to deep center, right center, and catch were a sight to behold as well. Here is a bouncing ball back to the mound. Throw to first base, easy out. Ball tapped to the pitcher off the bat of Moore. Kaus to Holman, inning over. Newark Catholic, we go to the fifth. 5-0 lead, Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
It is 5-0 in favor of Minster over Newark Catholic. Newark Catholic got greedy one inning, down five runs, tried to steal second. That was a mistake. Minster's made a number of great plays defensively. Miscues by Newark Catholic. Minster's hit the ball really hard in this game. Take nothing away from the Wildcats at the plate. Three of the runs unearned. But Minster has pasted the baseball, and the defensive gems, Bryant, have been a thing of beauty.
Yes, they have. Those last two, especially in the bottom of the fourth.
We're in the top of the fifth now. Minster in the lead with five runs, six hits, no errors. And Minster yet to make a miscue here in the state tournament. And Minster's opponents have made six in a game and a half. One ball, one strike, 1-1 the count on the new Minster batter, Ian Holman, to start the top of the fifth inning. And he looks that one over, and it's strike two called. Mikey Hess's curve is nubbed foul to the right, and it's 1-2. 1-2 on Holman. Open stance at the plate. Here is this windup in the pitch by Hess. Holman looks at one off the outside corner. Ball two, strike two. Newark Catholic crowd in disagreement with the call. But from our perspective, right above home plate, it was off the plate and not a strike. 2-2 delivery up top, 3-2. Hess has gone full against Holman. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Big lead for Minster, 5-0. The Wildcats have been sharp. Newark Catholic, not so much. Ball four, it's downstairs. Holman aboard. A proud sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. We salute them and say thank you so much. Schaefer Propane, providing propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. Thank you so much, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. No one out, one on for Minster, top of the fifth, as the Wildcats attempt to play add-on. Here is Rylan Edwards, ahead in the count, a ball, no strikes. Third baseman cheating up for Newark Catholic. Pitch misses, very wide, 2-0. The two pitchers who have thrown so far today for Newark Catholic, well down in the pecking order on the pitching staff for the Green Wave, which threw its top two pitchers in the state semifinal. Here's an easy steal of second. It is safe at second. The throw bounced. Holman parked at second base. Actually, a pinch runner for Minster took Holman's place, and he steals. We'll do our best to...
Carson Kaler is that pinch runner.
Exactly. Carson Kaler, the school principal's son, in at second. And ball three, ball four, way off the plate to Edwards. So two walks by Mikey Hess of Newark Catholic to start the fifth. Minster in business again in an attempt to play add-on. And we've got a Newark Catholic Conference upcoming on the mound with Minster leading 5-0 in the top of the fifth inning. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children. Styling for 40 years now at Cutaway. We'll style, you'll smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Stylists are Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. You can walk into Cutaway. Be assured that you will come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Conference is broken up. Minster with a serious threat, two on, nobody out here in the top of the fifth, already up five. A big five-run second for Minster. Here's Jace Hemmelgarn from the left side of the plate. Mikey Hess still on the bump. Hemmelgarn squares to bunt, back to the pitcher. The pitcher grabs it, throws to third, got him. Snappy thinking by the hurler who came off the bump, Mikey Hess. He came down off the mound in a hot beat, in a heartbeat, I should say, and got instructions from his catcher to make the play at third. He did. He fired and nipped the man at third. Minster still with runners at first and second. That was the right play by Minster to lay down a bunt, but it goes down as a fielder's choice at third. Runners at first and second base here for the Wildcats. Andrew Wish, shortstop, steps in. 5-0 advantage for Minster. It's getting late. Newark Catholic with nine outs, three at-bats remaining. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our several Minster underwriting sponsors, Fox Supply, Precision Strip, Burke Petroleum, SecureCom, Wygant Real Estate and Development. Oh, thank you so much, businesses and organizations in Minster. There's a ball outside to Wiss. One ball, no strikes. He has laid down a sacrifice bunt and bounced out to second. Two on Minster, one out, top of the fifth. 5-0 cushion Wildcats in the D7 state championship. Curveball thrown by Hess, and it's plucked into left field by Wiss. It falls in front of the left fielder. Runners move up a base. They're loaded for the Wildcats. Good piece of hitting by Wiss, who instinctively took that outside corner two-seamer to the left side of the field and dropped it into left field. About a three-quarter swing right on the barrel, just textbook. Base is full now for Connor Schmiesing, as the Wildcats have an opportunity to bust this game wide open if it isn't already. Outfield for Schmiesing straight away. He's got good wheels. Third baseman up. The pitch to Connor, a knee-high strike. Nothing and one on Schmiesing. Thanks in Rushi to these long-time sponsors, 17 years apiece, for Francis Schulze and SecureCom. Or I should say a Superior Aluminum. Thanks to Superior and Francis Schulze. Schmiesing reaches out, and he paces the line drive single to left. The left fielder comes in charging. He's got a play at the plate but can't pick it up cleanly. Bobbles it once, twice. Two-run score. Minster 7 and Newark Catholic nothing. Wiss and Schmiesing into the order, producing for Minster just like it did against Rushi on Thursday, Brian.
It's incredible. When your 8-9 hitters can come up in a situation like that, you're in a good spot. And everything has really just worked out well for Minster this weekend. And I wasn't going to say it when you mentioned before about Minster having the opportunity to bust it wide open, but now when you hit 7, you can start thinking about trying to get a run rule going here.
Dylan Heitkamp takes a strike on the outside corner, nothing and one on Dylan. 7 runs, 8 hits for Minster. We're in the top of the fifth, 7-0 Wildcats. Pitch to Dylan, fastball, swung on, he whiffed, strike 2.
Even if Minster can't get it this inning, it's still a possibility to get it in the 6th as well.
Sure.
To get us out of here early. Just incredible hitting this weekend from Minster.
Here is Hess in the stretch, looks at his runners, they take leads. Pitch to Heitkamp is golfed in the air behind home plate. Catcher turns and looks. Hutchison says that's back in the stands, and it is. No balls, 2 strikes. Nothing and 2 on Heitkamp. 5 hits for Minster in 2 games from the 8th and 9th spots in the order. That is called that's called production.
Yes.
2 on, 1 out, 0-2 pitch to Heitkamp, upcoming, slightly open stance. He swings and barrels one up to center. It's a liner right at the center fielder who picks it off head high. The ball is cracked right on the button to Hal Gillespie in center. Runners hold. 2 down here for Minster in the top of the 5th inning. Fly out to center. Here's Reese Baer. 3 hits today, 2 hits in the state semifinal. 5 hits for Reese in 2 games. What a marvelous state tournament he has had. Open stance, swings from the left side. Has started to go from the windup with runners at first and second, then stepped off. Now he'll go from the stretch. Pitches, wee wide, a ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Baer. Again, long-term Rushi sponsors, thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior Aluminum. They have been with us for 17 years on scoresbroadcast.com. Francis Schulze and Superior Aluminum, we owe them so much gratitude. In Minster, Wygant Real Estate and Development, SecureCom, Fox Supply, Burke Petroleum, Precision Strip. In Fort Loramie, thanks to these 3 sponsors receiving bonus coverage here today. They include Geyers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Tom and Jerry's Heating, Electric, Air Conditioning and Plumbing, and M&A Muffler and Tires. 2 balls a strike, 2-1 on the hitter for Minster, Baer, who swings, loops one into short center field. Center fielder coming on. He started back, comes in late. It's picked off by Gillespie. Last 2 outs for Minster. Turned in by Gillespie in center field for the green wave. But Minster plates 2 more. We head to the bottom of the 5th. Minster 7, Newark Catholic nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Here we go. The Newark Green Wave bat in the bottom of the fifth, down by a 7-0 count. A splendid performance on the bump by Caleb Kaus. His curveball has been breaking big and sharply, and he's had the two-seamer working pretty well. He's had one lapse of command. That was back in the second inning. It's 2-1, 2-1 on the Green Wave's first hitter. Here in the bottom of the fifth, strike two called, a two-seamer snapped over the outside corner. It faded away and caught the edge. The hitter is Garber, the right fielder, who takes strike three. Kaus is on. The left-hander, the senior for Minster, fired one right down the pike, and the hitter was mesmerized, didn't get the bat off the shoulder. Here is Jackson Holman. Holman finished off the second inning, struck out, bases were full. That was the Green Wave's big chance. Up and away for a ball to Holman. Bottom of the fifth, 7-0 Minster. D7 state championship. Well, the Wildcats have excelled every which way imaginable in this game, pitching, offense, defense. And Newark Catholic has made mistakes. Even if Newark Catholic played a darn near perfect game, Minster would still be comfortably on top. That's how well Minster has performed here in the state championship at Canal Park in Akron here today.
And a lot of it starts with Kaus through 4 1/3 now. He has struck out 5, given up 2 hits, walked 3. And he is just at 67 pitches right now.
3-1. On Holman, fastball, yep, strike two, spot on at the hollow of the knee. 3-2, 3-2. Kaus working quickly on Jackson Holman. Here he comes, 3-2 offering, strike three. It was down in the zone, and Holman tried to dig it off the ground. Good pitch by Kaus. As Holman went lunging for it, he's out. 2 straight strikeouts to start the fifth. Kaus getting stronger. 7-0 Minster, 2 away, Newark Catholic, bottom of the fifth inning. Here is Mikey Hess, leadoff batter. Little high to him for a ball. Newark Catholic had a hit in the second, a hit in the third, and that's it. Check swing, bouncing ball, foul into the Minster dugout. And the count's a ball, a strike, 1-1. It has been all Minster. Wildcats got a runner to third with 2 down in the first, didn't score. And then helped by Newark Catholic and assisted a lot by Minster bats, the Wildcats put a 5 spot on the board in the second. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Hess. That one's a tall one above the helmet of the batter. 2 2 2 on Hess. Gauss again. Curveball is lined up the middle into center. It was to Magato's right toward the second base bag. Second baseman for Minster didn't have a chance at it. Ball was blasted pretty hard. Barreled up by Hess. Good player for Newark Catholic all year. 381 hitter up at the top of the club and on base percentage. And he smashed a single right there. He's aboard with one down in the fifth. Uh-oh, Kaus has got him picked off. Throw to Niemeyer. And Hess beats it into second. Throw is wide of the mark. Goes into left. Wildcats back it up. The sliding Hess cannot get up and go to third. Wouldn't do it anyway. Down to seven. That goes down as essentially a steal of second base.
Yes.
By Hess. Here's a ball fouled to the screen. No balls and a strike. Nothing and one on Alex Nagel. Sophomore third baseman who doubled in the win over Tiffin Calvert on Thursday. Close stance deep in the box for Nagel, who's very upright. Curveball outside corner around the plate. Just missed, a ball, a strike, one and one. Kaus's backdoor breaking pitch has been executed nicely in this game. When he's had to do it, he's gotten it done. Newark Catholic hitters have more often than not looked at it. Kaus tries it once more. It is wide off the plate, ball two. Two and one on the Newark Catholic hitter, Alex Nagel. Runner aboard at second, two down for the Green Wave here in the bottom of the fifth. Minster in front, 7-0. There's a good heater up and in under the hands on the knuckles of the batter, Nagel. He didn't make contact, and it's two balls, two strikes. Great pitch by Kaus. Two and two, the Minster left-hander in the stretch. Pitch to Nagel. Fastball way up top. He climbed the ladder, did the hitter. He couldn't find it. Kaus strikes him out. He's on fire. Minster pitcher mowing him down. We played 5-7-0 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And here is Lewis Magato hitting to start the sixth for Minster, and he strokes a line single into center field. Second straight at bat, second consecutive hit for Magato. He's had three base knocks here in the state tournament. single to center of Lewis. And here is James Niemeyer hitting from the right side. Mikey Hess on the mound for Newark Catholic. Green Wave, we're essentially down to two pitchers for today. That's really all that was remaining in the rotation, having used number one and number two in the state semifinal on Thursday.
I'm sure it was disappointing for them. It would, I assume they were gunning for Miller Hutchison for today.
Yep.
He ended up having to throw 58.
Yep.
In that semifinal win on Thursday, and due to pitch count limits, could not come in today. Needed 2 days of rest before he could throw again.
Yeah, Newark Catholic got the lead, or I should say Tiffin Calvert got the lead on Thursday. And Piers Amirsky, the starter, threw so many pitches that Newark Catholic had to go too deep into the rotation on Thursday. That gave Minster an advantage in the pitching department here today, as we highlighted in the pregame, and it's turned out to be very accurate.
Yeah, Cal, it's just incredible for Minster today.
Here's Niemeyer squaring to bunt, and he wasn't really trying to bunt. He was attempting to distract the pitcher, 3-0 count. He took it down the middle for strike one, 3-1. Magoto at first, 7-0 lead, Minster. Top of the sixth in the D7 state championship. Niemeyer does try to bunt the 3-1 pitch and fouls it away to make it 3-2. Niemeyer a hit in this game, a strikeout, a fly ball to right. Magoto at first. He's got a couple base knocks. Stretch the pitch by Hess. Way outside, not even close. That's the one thing the Minster pitchers have had in these two games, pretty good command. Here today, Newark Catholic, the starting hurler and the relief man, not at all. Here is Holman hitting, pinch runner down at first base for Minster.
That is Chase Dirksen who is in.
Two on, nobody out, Minster. Top of the sixth inning, 7-0. Tell you what, being the visiting team in a way has turned out to be an advantage for Minster in these two contests. The state semi and the final, enabling the Wildcats to throw a three spot at Rushi in the first and five at Newark Catholic in the second. Here is Holman, open stance, right side, 3-16 on the year. Holman a couple of walks today. Pitch to him. It is popped up foul coming right back toward us, and it lands down below. No balls, a strike. We have a great perspective here at Canal Park. So many thanks to Media Relations, OHSAA, for setting us up in position to call balls and strikes.
Yes.
We are right over the top of the umpire's head, above and behind home. Here's a bunt out in front of the plate. Catcher smothers it for Newark Catholic. Shoots a throw down to Piers Amirsky at first for the out. Nicely done by Malone Hutchison, the catcher. Sacrifice is good. And now here is Rylan Edwards to the plate. Two on, second and third for Minster. 7-0 lead as the Wildcats successfully play a little small ball there with two on and nobody out. Mikey Hess stretching. Newark Catholic's infield is in. They're charging everybody. First, second, short, and third. And the pitch is up high for a ball. 1-0 on Edwards. A couple of walks for him. Pop out to first. The senior swings and flies one to center, right at the center fielder. Minster runner at third tags and comes home, makes it easily. The throw toward the plate sails over the head of the cutoff man. Catcher retrieves it up the third baseline. Sacked fly for the Minster Wildcats, Rylan Edwards, and it's 8-0 Minster. And you talk about putting on a clinic. Minster has done it every which way possible, moving runners, base hits, clutch hits, Outstanding base running. Sacrifice bunt to sacrifice fly. And throwing a man out, stealing. Well-pitched game, but Kaus. Minster has made opposing pitchers work pretty hard in these two games here in the state tournament. And now the Wildcats have a runner on second with two down. And we've got a new hitter at the plate for Minster.
Yes, this is Noah Schwederman.
Yep, Noah plays some shortstop. He had a good year at that position. He's hitting for Hemelgarn. 8-0 Minster, top of the sixth. Here's the stretch for the pitcher, Hess. Strike outside corner. Four-seam fastball, nothing and one. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Minster continues to play add-on, tacking on a couple in the previous inning, the fifth. One more here in the sixth. Expanding the 5-0 lead to 8-0. Letter high fastball to Schwederman. He didn't like the call. That was a tall strike. Pretty generous by the plate ump. Nothing in two. No balls, two strikes. Nothing in two on Schwederman. Here is Mikey Hess looking at his runner back at second. Goes to Noah, who swings late. It's a big chopper to the first baseman, Piers Amirsky. He goes wide of the bag, fields, and then jogs to first base, touches it for the out. Schwederman is retired. Top of the sixth over for Minster, which leads at 8-0. It's an 8-zip state championship romp by Minster over Newark Catholic. Going to the bottom of the sixth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and we earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
James Niemeyer on the bump for the Minster Wildcats. He's tried to pitch some this spring through a collarbone injury from football, which has endured him much of the baseball months. James was the number two pitcher on the staff last year. He's thrown, I think, less than 10 innings on the campaign this season, but he was an integral part of the pitching staff that beat New Regal 9-8. In the regional semifinal. James wanted the ball, came in, got the job done late. Louis Magato saved that contest, and that helped advance Minster on to the regional championship game, which was a 3-0 win. Turned in by Magato, who went the distance, a no-hitter, 3-0 over Montpelier. Senior James Niemeyer on the hill now for Minster as he tries to close this thing out. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. 8-0, Minster in the lead, and he's gone 3-1 on his initial hitter here for Newark Catholic. In the bottom of the sixth frame, it's Miller Hutchison, who steps out of the box momentarily. There's a loose ball down the left field line. Newark Catholic has somebody warming up on the track in the left field corner. infield straight away for the hitter, Hutchison. Niemeyer zips a fastball in there. It was a 3-2 count. My mistake, I might have said 3-1. Niemeyer buzzed a fastball over the outside edge. Umpire rings up the hitter. That ball had some gas behind it. Good velocity by Niemeyer, Bryant. He hummed it.
I did not catch what the speed was there on the scoreboard, but yes, that was very hard thrown. And he comes back with an off-speed pitch.
Oh, yeah, nice slow curve inside corner to Malone Hutchison. As I said two or three times earlier, Bryant, every which way possible, it's been a clinic textbook performance by Minster. Execution, offense, defense, pitching, a complete game. What a heck of a state tournament by the Minster Wildcats.
They still have five outs to record here, but they have yet to make an error in these two games.
Yep, and the opposition in two games has made six, not counting a few others of omission. Bouncing ball to short, another play by the Wildcats infield. A big hopper to Wiss. He gloved on the second bounce and chucked to throw to Holman. Two down for Newark Catholic here in the sixth inning. Play goes from 6-3. Here is Owen Pierzemerski. He is the junior first baseman. Fine season, 329. Niemeyer blazes a fastball in there. Swing and a miss, 85 mph. On the speed ball from Niemeyer. He comes right back with a curve low and in, and it's fouled away. Nothing in two. Newark Catholic probably saying to themselves, where's this guy been? Woo, he's as good as the other pitchers for Minster. Niemeyer on a roll here in the bottom of the sixth. He looks pretty sharp. He's pumped up. Here's the 0-2 delivery. Sprayed foul to the right. Still nothing in two. That was a 71-mile-an-hour hook. And he's thrown the live fastball in the mid-80s, has Niemeyer. He pitches, late swing, fouled away again. Two outs, Newark Catholic, bottom of the sixth. Minster on top, 8-0, 8 runs, 9 hits. Minster, no runs, 3 hits, 2 errors, Newark Catholic. That doesn't include a couple errors of omission. There's a slow-breaking curve, clubbed on the ground, back up the middle, between Wiss and the second base bag into center. It is a clean single for Pierzemerski. He's on at first. And what is that, hit number 4 for Newark Catholic? That's it?
That is correct.
10 hits in 2 games allowed by Minster pitching. I think technically, counting the Cordonier infield pop-up single, Arushi had 6 hits on Thursday, 4 today for Newark Catholic. The pitching for Minster has been superb. Runner at first, here's Hal Gillespie, center fielder, strike called. A four-seamer for a strike, then that looked like a two-seamer from Niemeyer that caught the outside half of the plate. Nothing in two, no balls, two strikes. Niemeyer again, popped up foul to the right. Newark Catholic bench and coaching staff scratching their heads, saying to themselves, they've got this kind of pitching coming in late in the game after having thrown the ace on Thursday. And then we saw Kalsu was razor sharp the first 5 innings today. There's a ground ball hit to left field by Gillespie as he hammered one through the hole. Third and short, that 5-6 gap, base hit to left by Gillespie. Here's Max Moore from the left side for Newark Catholic. He started the game on the bump and just did not have the kind of command that he wanted. And he got in trouble, a lot of traffic by Minster on the bases, some wildness from Moore, defensive lapses by Newark Catholic. And before you knew it, Minster had tallied 5 in that second frame to go on top 5-0. It's been clear sailing ever since for the Wildcats. Bottom of the sixth, a ball, a strike, 1-1 and more. Niemeyer hums that P in there, strike 2 called. 83-mile-an-hour cutter or two-seamer. Back quickly, Niemeyer. Ball hit off the knuckles in the air to Wiss. It short. He camps under it. He's got it. We go to the seventh as Newark Catholic leaves 2-8 Minster D7 State Championship on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-and-tangeman-fh.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Well, here comes Andrew Wiss to the plate, son of head coach Mike Wiss. He's had a sparkling game here today in the state championship, and he swings on pitch number one, top of the seventh inning, and he barrels up the pitch and shoots it into center on a line on one hop to the center fielder. A hit by Wiss. A couple of hits for him today. A sack bunt. He has been dynamite in the field. Good, well-rounded performance by the junior Andrew Wiss. Single to start the seventh for Minster. 8-0 lead, Wildcats. Boy, what a two-game performance by Minster here in the state tournament. Wildcats fortunate to get through the district and regional. Won a game but one run to take the district. Won the regional championship by a 3-0 count. Regional semi was a 9-8 thriller. But the tough path for Minster has proved dividends. Wildcats exceptionally good here at the state tournament.
Again, they've faced some heartbreaking tournament runs the last few years, and they've wanted to go deeper than they have. But it's all come together this year for them. They were able to get through those close calls. It's all about getting here to Northeast Ohio. They got here, and they have performed very well.
Here is Connor Schmiesing. It's a ball, a strike, 1-1 on him. Schmiesing with a hit earlier in this game. It came 2 innings ago. The hit by Wiss, the sixth hit for Minster batters in the 8-9 spots in the order in 2 games.
That helps you win big games.
Sure does. Minster producing right down through the lineup, 1-9. Schmiesing takes a strike, a good curveball from Hess, the newer Catholic hurler, and he spotted one on the outside corner, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. None out for Minster, top of the seventh, up and in to Schmiesing, and the count goes to 3-2. Overcast skies still, no rain in the air, slight wind blowing in from the northwest, left center field here at Canal Park in Akron. Runner going, pitch misses the strike zone. I think it's ball 4, or did the plate umpire call that strike 3?
He did.
Yes, he did. Outside edge, he's moving it right along. A steal of second for Minster. Schmiesing K's back to the top. It is Dylan Heitkamp in the box for Minster. Runner at second base, one away for the Wildcats, who lead it by a count of 8-0. 8 runs and 10 hits now for Minster in this game. And a 10-hit high school performance is a bunch.
Yes.
Especially in a state tournament. One strike on Heitkamp, who lofts a foul to the right toward the Minster dugout. First baseman Owen Pierzemirski is there. He tracks it, and the southpaw, the left-hander, picks it off for the out, two away for Minster here in the top of the seventh. As Heitkamp pops to first, Reese Baer, the DH, steps in. A couple hits for him in this game. He's had 4 in the two-game state tournament. Grand performance, but Baer, he has been on par at the plate, on contact. Pitch to him is above the letters for a ball no strikes. Hess in relief of the starter Moore. Moore was shaky, didn't have command. A lot of traffic on the bases for Minster in that second inning when the Wildcats tallied 5. Sharply hit ground ball off the bat of Baer to Pierzemirski, who gloves it at first, goes to the bag for the out, and we head to the bottom of the seventh. The last 3 outs for Newark Catholic, which is being beaten soundly by Minster in the D7 state championship. 8-0 Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because 3 generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com. With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Oh, so many thanks to Local, L-A-C-A-L, Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Came to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1983 from L.A., California. Local, founding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. In 2006 and 7, we would not be here today without the start, the momentum we were given from the outset by Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Thank you so much, Local, with us still today, founding sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. We salute everybody at Local Equipment. We owe you a great deal of gratitude. Thanks to Local, a founding underwriting sponsor, helping us get going here at scoresbroadcast.com 20 years ago. Thank you, Local. Niemeyer back on the bump for Minster. He's on a roll. He throws strike 1 and strike 2 on Chris Garber, the right fielder for Newark Catholic, and he looks at strike 3. Minster trying to close out this state championship with a bang, a big bang. Niemeyer on the hill is throwing darts. Here is Jackson Holman stepping in. He had a strikeout last at bat. Boy, a number of these lofty averages for Newark Catholic, Bryant, have been held in check here today. Here's a tapper up the first baseline. Heitkamp can't get to it. It does spin foul. About 15 feet up the line along first. No balls, a strike, nothing and one in Holman. Niemeyer's last pitch at 84. He's been in the mid-80s. Breaking pitch down in the low 70s. He and Kaus combining for a two-pitcher effort that's been really strong here today in the state title game for Minster. Foul to the screen off the bat of Holman. Nothing in two. Here's the windup of Niemeyer. Fastball is hit right back up the middle. It might have glanced off the foot of Niemeyer. Second baseman fields behind the bag. Throw to first. Out. What a play. Magato, another gem. Oh, he's been sharp at second base. West very good at short. A complete team performance by Minster. The ball might have nicked to Niemeyer in the shoe. Magato with a backhanded stop behind the second base bag on to first. He's turned in a couple of dandy plays just like that in this game. High fastball, nothing and one to what could be Newark Catholic's last hitter in this contest. Low and in to a nothing. It is Mikey Hess, leadoff batter for Newark Catholic, who's pitched in relief. Strike one called on the outside corner. Niemeyer at 82. Two balls a strike, two and one. Niemeyer working fast. There's a big bender, a curveball. It was a looping, breaking pitch. Hess chased it out of the zone. Two balls, two strikes, two and two. Niemeyer to maybe close it out on this pitch. Here he comes, way up top for ball three. Minster fans on their feet behind first to our right. Three and two on Hess. Niemeyer's last fastball had giddy up at 86. There's a ball laced into right field off the bat of Hess. Right fielder for Minster hustling over to the gap. And it's caught, and the game is over. Minster has won the D7 state championship. All the Wildcat players jump into a big pile on the home plate side of the mound. Mike Wiss's fourth state championship, 2011-12-17. And here in 2025, a complete all-around team performance by Minster, which did it with pitching, defense, and the bats. Stellar game by Minster. Kaus and Niemeyer sharp on the bump, giving up just five hits to this newer Catholic team, which had a team batting average for the year of over 310. Minster stopped him cold on the bump with superb pitching. The defense for Minster, unbelievably outstanding. A good play after good play. Some plays were darn near spectacular. Magato and Wiss in the middle of the diamond were super. And some fly ball catches were outstanding, too. And Minster, as it did against Rushi, squared up the baseball, put the barrel on the bat, and wound up with a total of 16 hits in the two games, 10 here today. Pitching, defense, offense was stellar. Minster moved runners in one inning, a sack bunt and a sack fly. And Minster threw a newer Catholic man out stealing, as well-rounded a showing as you could have, Bryant, in a state championship game. I don't think I've ever seen anything this clean, this well executed by the winning club in small school baseball since I've been watching it for 30, 40 years now.
Yeah, you summed it up well. There's not much to add, but again, just to reiterate, no errors in two games.
Yep.
That is the way you come home with the state championship.
8-0 final score, 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Minster, no runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for Newark Catholic, which committed some errors of omission in addition to the two of commission. Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney, underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Wise Bridge. Make your next play call for financial wealth to Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wise Bridge, 937-518-1776. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC, WiseBridge Wealth Management, not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. It's O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. It is in big demand. We offer tool sharpening, recoding, special grinds, and a fraction of the replacement cost. Always accepting applications at O'Reilly at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists, entry-level positions as well. Contact us online, O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports here on ScoresBroadcast.com. A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi began its unique brand way back in 1986 with one large customer. Four decades later, A&M Pallet serves 200 more businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet, pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, to work, and to thrive. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Not one hiccup in two games for Minster against Rushi and Newark Catholic. There was one boo-boo, a pop-up in the middle of the infield. Well, I should say close to first base in the Rushi game that wasn't caught, should have been caught. That was the only small bugaboo by Minster in this two-game state Final Four appearance. Just stellar performances right down the line throughout the entire roster for the Minster Wildcats, who excelled every which way imaginable here at the state tournament in Division 7 in Akron this weekend, beating Rushi 5-3 on Thursday and winning the day by a final count of 8-0 over Newark Catholic, as the Green Wave simply were overmatched. Yes, and a little bit of a bind, having to throw the top two pitchers in the state semifinal on Thursday. Newark Catholic a little short-handed here today. And after Magato, the ace for Minster, who threw against Rushi, Kaus and Niemeyer were ready, and they combined to restrict Newark Catholic to 5 hits. Kaus pitched 5 innings and Niemeyer 2, and they were both very good here this afternoon. Right now, the runners-up, state runners-up Hardware and state runner-up team trophy being presented to the Green Wave of Newark Catholic. We'll return to talk more about Minster's great performances here at the Final Four when we come back. 8-0 Minster easily over Newark Catholic in the D7 state championship game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A big round of applause from the Minster crowd as each member of the Minster baseball roster is announced by public address here at Canal Park in Akron. Congrats to the Minster Wildcats as the Minster players receive their state championship hardware team trophy for the D7 state title being presented here in just a matter of a moment or two to Minster. Expectations were so high for this Minster baseball team. Head coach Mike Wiss told me several days ago, we anticipated we'd have a good season. So many fine players back, and the best baseball at the right time turned into Minster. A 24-6 regular season, 26-6 is the final record for Minster. Head coach Mike Wiss, member of the Ohio Baseball Coaches Hall of Fame, earned state championship number 4, beating Newark Catholic by a final tally of 8-0. No contest. Minster, not a weakness, not one weakness on this club. Nothing was exposed here at the state tournament, Brian.
Yeah, great performance in both games today. Minster finished with 8 runs, had 10 hits, did not commit an error again, didn't commit an error against Rushi as well. Newark Catholic didn't score today, had 5 hits and committed 2 errors. Also had another couple costly mistakes early on that helped the Wildcats, especially in that second inning when Minster scored 5 runs to take an early 5-0 lead. Of course, they took a 3-0 lead on Rushi in Thursday's semifinal win. Your Clancy stars of the game, first for both teams, first for Newark Catholic. We'll give it to Hal Gillespie. He was 2-for-3 at the plate, had a pair of singles in this game. And for Minster sharing the honors, you have to give one of them to Chase Kaus, just masterful on the mound. He pitched 5 innings, allowed 3 hits, walked 3 batters, struck out 7. And then Reese Bear at the plate was great again for the second consecutive game. He was 3-for-5 and knocked in 1 run. He was very crucial in Minster getting going in both games, batting in that number 2 hole.
Yeah, I think a marked difference in this game, Bryant, was seen right away. We saw the hurling of Caleb Kaus. We saw the pitching of the Newark Catholic starter, Max Moore. Kaus clearly sharper earlier on, and Newark Catholic couldn't hit him. Had a chance in the second, loaded the bases, couldn't get the big hit, came up empty in the second frame. Kaus got better and better after that. Niemeyer closed it out. And Moore, who threw just 15 innings on the bump in the regular season for Newark Catholic, did not have the command he wanted. Minster got men on the bases, and then things happened. Newark Catholic imploded early on in that second inning. Minster got timely hits, and that was it.
That absolutely was. Kaus today, he threw a total of 78 pitches, 46 of which were strikes. Very strong performance for him, and a very deserving Clancy star of the game for him.
I tell you what, this makes me think back to 2022 when Rushi won the state championship and performed extremely well 2 games, a pair of complete contests, and won that state final decisively over Van Wert Lincoln View. Job turned in here by Minster. Matches that, no question about it. Minster triumphant 5-3 and 8-0 here in the state Final Four at Canal Park in Akron. And there is the state championship trophy being held high by the seniors on this Minster roster. There are eight of them, and they've got the state championship trophy. Did I say game championship trophy? I should have. If I didn't, I meant to say state. They are the state champs. No one rivaling Minster in Division VII. The Wildcats get it done, as you noted. A couple of losses earlier in the tournament the last 2 years. Expectations were high for these seniors here in 2025, and Minster delivered.
A great way for them to come back, and again, they were building towards this and were able to succeed today. All the players down there posing with that scoreboard in the background, and again, what a fantastic performance, both with everyone, all three pitchers that took the mound for Minster this weekend, and then putting up a ton of hits on the weekend. They had seven on Thursday, if I'm correct, my memory there, Jack. I think they had seven hits on Thursday against Rushi.
Yes.
And then 10 today.
Right. A total of 17. I may have misspoken and said six on Thursday. We might be off by one. But you're right, I think seven on Thursday. As we recognize the seniors for Minster, Caleb Kaus, Rylan Edwards, Dylan Eichkamp, Ian Holman, Lewis Magoteau, Logan Murphy, James Niemeyer, Connor Schmiesing, they are the seniors. Congrats to them. Super performance in their finale here at Canal Park in Akron, winning the state championship, routing Newark Catholic. Final tally, 8-0. A host of good players return. Juniors Reese Baer, Chase Dirksen, Jace Hemmelgarn, Andrew Kettner, Dominic Meyer, Noah Schwederman, Andrew Wiss. They are juniors all back next year. Sophomores Max Bergman, Parker Kerrigan, Hayden Lynn, Devin Metz, Kellen Murphy. And you can bet Minster under head coach Mike Wiss and his fine staff will return to make waves in that Midwest Athletic Conference and down the tournament trail in 2026. Congrats to the Minster Wildcats. Don't know that a Division VII state championship winning team could go out in finer style. Just a great, complete, all-around team performance. As you noted, the Clancy's Award winners, again, we'll highlight them, Bryant, and then go to break. Reese Baer, for sure, for Minster, along with Caleb Kaus.
Yes, and then Hal Gillespie for Newark Catholic.
This segment brought to you by Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Clancy's in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, we will be covering high school football for you in August. Fort Loramie Minster, that's always a good rivalry game. We'll cover that for you the next to last Friday in August. More than likely in the second week of the season, first ever meeting between Fort Loramie and Anna on the gridiron right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Brian, I'd like to make a note about how much joy it is to cover West Central Ohio high school sports. Obviously, witnessing Minster take the state title So much fun. All the teams in West Central Ohio included. And what a joy it's been to cover Rushi baseball and basketball, for example, the last 4 years especially. Well-coached teams, which worked so hard at Rushi and produced such a high level of skill and teamwork and success. Braylon Cordonier, a young man under the spotlight, warmed our hearts with his multiple sport accomplishments, and he was always being highlighted, but such a humble man with great humility. He was the D7, the Division 7 Baseball Player of the Year, and that was announced earlier this week, I think. So our hats go off to Rushi baseball. Season didn't end like it wanted for Rushi, which made a fine, strong finish. But Rushi, I guess, can take heart in knowing that the Raiders lost to the state championship club, the Minster Wildcats. But so many thanks to all of the athletes, all the teams that we cover here on Scores Broadcast. Rushi, Minster included. They were part of the state tournament, this Final Four. Rushi's season didn't end like it wanted, but boy, Minster was so good down the stretch run. Hats off to the Minster Wildcats. We salute Minster. Just a tremendous all-around performance again, Bryant. This matched that Rushi State Championship Final Four showing in 2022. That one and this one, I don't think I've ever seen a state Final Four appearance in 30, 40 years so complete. So complete.
Yes. Yeah, they hit. They played error-free baseball behind good pitching. That is a winning recipe right there.
And put the pressure on the other clubs.
Yes.
Again, high school football coming up in August. Thank you for being with us throughout this high school sports year, which has started way back in August of 2024. Here we are in mid-June of 2025, concluding the high school sports year, which spans all or part of 10 months. We'll get a few weeks off and then return to the broadcast booth bringing you high school football. Bryant, enjoyed it so much here at the state tournament. Closing comment, a thought. What a spectacle. Love Canal Park.
Yes.
They were magical here. The grounds crew were magicians in getting this field ready after the rain last evening, all night, and early this morning.
Yes, our kudos to them. It's great that there is baseball being played here today at Canal Park. They'll have a long night here, but great ending after a rainy morning, and have enjoyed it, Jack. Really have enjoyed continuing on with you. Helps keep me engaged in Shelby County and surrounding areas. Now that I've moved on from the Sydney Daily News down to the Dayton Daily News for my full-time employment, and I think I've gotten the best games with you this year, I would argue, because I did four with you at Day Air Ballpark in Dayton and then two at Canal Park, so I've gotten to be in minor league ballparks, which is always fun. Great environment to do games from high above in the press boxes at these places.
Never thought of it that way, but Day Air Park, in Dayton, Canal Park, here in Akron, they are treats.
Yes, they are.
They are treats, and we were perched right behind home plate in both venues. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Again, I salute Minster sponsors, Wygant Real Estate and Development, Fox Supply, SecureCom, Precision Strip, Burke Petroleum, longtime Rushi sponsors with us for 15, 16 years now, Superior Aluminum, and the Francis Schulze Company, plus the Jewelry Barn. Gratitude to all of you. Bonus coverage here today for Fort Loramie sponsors who are with us for each and every Fort Loramie game. Bonus coverage today for Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. We salute Barker Insurance, an 18-year sponsor. Barker, one of the most highly regarded insurance agencies in the region, north of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, and Local Equipment. We would not be here today without the support of founding sponsor LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Again, thank you, online listeners. Thank you, OHSAA, for rolling out the red carpet for us. Thanks to all the coaches, players, athletic directors who in the last 11 months have assisted us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Today was high school baseball game number 21, I think, and broadcast number 106 since last August. And that's why my voice is tired.
Yes, I can understand that. It's certainly gotten a workout.
Thanks to you, the online listeners. Thanks to Bryant Billing alongside Jack Kramer until the third Friday of August. Saying so long from here at Canal Park in Toledo. No, Akron.
Akron,
I almost said in Minster. The Minster Wildcats in grand fashion take the state baseball tournament in Division 7, winning here today over Newark Catholic, easy for me to say, 8-0 final tally. Wildcats get it done, finish 26-6, fourth state title for head coach Mike Wiss, who's been coaching baseball at Minster for 31 years. Congrats to Coach Wiss. 8-0 Minster over Newark Catholic on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCal Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple built Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi for Sales and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on scoresbroadcast.com.